you. Appreciate it. Get her done. That's right. It is good to be here, I tell you. When I come in here this evening and see my name out front, magic marker, boy, I tell you what. I made the big time now. Tears rolled down my eyeballs. I was wetter than a busload of fat women on the way to see the Ricky Martin. I tell you what, that's pretty happy right there now. I don't care who you are, that's funny right there now. That's right. I apologize about my outfit. I just come from a wedding. I had to take my dad. He can't drive no more. He's a gynecologist, and he's starting to get tunnel vision. that's funny. I don't care who you are. That's funny right there now. That's funny right there. That'd be a good job, gynecologist, now. I'd be early for work every day, that job. Where are you going to work? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I know, I got to get there. I used to date a girl, had one boob bigger than the other boob, and she got in a wet T-shirt contest and come home with first and third place out there at the contest out there. I tell you, I was so proud of my sister. I tell you what, she's a good girl now. I tell you what. She felt a lump on her breast the other day, went to the doctor, found out her wisdom boobs is coming in there. We gonna have to take the pliers, pull them out, you know. I don't like the fake ones. You like the fake ones? I don't like them. If I had a dollar for every fake boob I tongue kissed last week, I'd have... Well, I wouldn't have any money or nothing. I'm just saying, I don't like the fake boobs, you know. I doubt this one girl had one of them beauty marks like Cindy Crawford. Now, that's sexy right there. Now, get her done. You know, I get to kissing her. It was a tick. Oh, man. I tell you, I had to burn it out with a lighter, you know. She's like, you're singeing my beard. You're singeing my beard, you know. I tell you what, I was madder than a skinhead watching the Jeffersons. I tell you what, I was... That's funny. I don't care who you are. That's funny right there now. But I should... Lord, I apologize for talking about the skinhead watching the Jeffersons and me with the starving pygmies down there in New Guinea. Amen. That's right. You ever go to a drive-in movie and start drinking and get drunk and pass out in your car and next morning you're part of a flea market? Then you feel bad you ain't got nothing to sell up there, you know. All the Mexicans are mad at you, you know. They running around up there. Doctor Remos Español, my poquito en la escuela. What did he say? I don't know. Shut up and give him the money. I think he said something about refried beanie babies. I ain't sure. That's pretty good Spanish right there now. Okay. That's good Spanish. I took Spanish 1 for 4 years, you know, so... Pretty fluent. I do some Spanish. Where are the Mexicans at? I'm going to speak some Spanish for you. Anyway, one over here.
Three.
One. Right over here. Bunch of them there. Kitchen fella. Anybody else at all? Or... That's funny. I don't care who you are. That's funny right there now. That ain't right. Lord, I apologize for talking about the Mexican friends over here and be with the starving pygmies down there in New Guinea. Amen. I'll do some Spanish for you. I'm going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States. Get her done. That's right. That's right. I used to date a midget stripper. Stunk Spanish? I meant spoke Spanish. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm hearing a lot of this for the first time myself up here, all right? So cut me a little credit on that. She's a midget stripper. I met her at a party one night. She popped out of a cupcake. And she was a good girl. She had a wooden leg. Yeah, and I went dancing with her, and I spun her the wrong direction, and she got taller. I tell you, I was more frustrated than a legless Ethiopian watching a donut roll down a hill. I tell you what, I was... My girlfriend's mad at me. She wanted to see that movie, Scent of a Woman, and I couldn't find it, so I bring her the movie, A Fish Called Wanda. And that's funny. I don't care who you are. That's funny right there now. But I should, Lord, I apologize for talking about the fish called Wanda and people, the starving pygmies down there in New Guinea. Amen. But I was at the flea market the other day. I was with this girl up there looking good. We was walking around up there, little shorty shorts on, the hind end coming out of, you know, half shirt, ball cap. Man, I was looking good up there at the flea market. I tell you what, I'm good looking now. Boys up there, there was somebody up there selling Yoko Ono CDs at the flea market. Now, what kind of waterhead is buying a daggum Yoko Ono CD? Hey, you want to come over and listen to my Yoko Ono record? You know I'd love to, but I'm going to put my wiener in a meat grinder here in about an hour and a half. I'd be right over there now. That's right. Some girl was banging on my door the other day at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, what in the world? You know, so I got up and let her out. Yeah, yeah, you would. I was madder than Janet Reno's blind date. I met this guy a while back, looked like Shania Twain, only a little shorter, and the face was different. I was drunk, it looked like Shania Twain. Next morning, Mark Twain's laying there next to me there. She was ugly now. I'd take her to glamour shots, get her an estimate. You know, she was... Yeah, she was ugly right there. She had marks on her from where people had been touching her with the 10-foot poles. I don't like Miami too much. There's a lot of drugs and stuff. I'd down there broad daylight car drive by and say, you want some cocaine? I'd like, no, officer. I don't do drugs. I don't know what I'm doing. I tried smoking mushrooms once. Couldn't keep the pizza lit, you know, so I quit doing that stuff. I tell you, I was madder than a three-legged dog trying to bury a turd on an icy lake. I tell you what. Yeah, you would. Is it a menage a trois if you make love to your girlfriend and the dog licks your hind end? Would that be a menage a trois? Or... Now that, Lord, I apologize for talking about the dog licking my cracker and be with the starving pygmies down there in New Guinea. Amen. I'm trying to teach my dog safe sex, but he keeps licking off the rubbers. That's funny. I don't care who you are, that's funny right there. If you don't think that's funny, you get out of here right now. That's a good program right there. Preacher told me that joke.
That's right. Get her done.
I always really get irritated when you go out to eat and stuff, you know. I took this girl out to eat a while back. We had a nice place. I rolled the window up and the tray fell off. She's like, you got mustard on my jacket. You know, and I'm like, what the hell you bitching about? I had to smoke 800 pack of cigarettes to get the jacket. Ungrateful is what she was. I'd have been madder than a deaf mute playing bingo, getting bingo, and trying to holler out bingo. That's funny. B5. Hang on. I ain't gonna get married, though. I thought I was once. I met this redhead. No hair, just a redhead. And she burnt up in the trailer fire a while back there. Yeah, it was my fault. It was her birthday, and I was lighting farts. And she was a little too close to me. And singed her eyebrows, her hair burnt up. And she run around the trailer and caught the trailer on fire. And I called the fire department. They couldn't find us nowhere, and we had to meet them halfway. You know, good thing we run a couple red lights or we'd have lost the whole kitchen on that place there. But my grandma been married about 60 years, and she just died recently, 104, but they saved the baby. Lord, I apologize for talking about my grandma like that, and be with the starving pygmies down there in New Guinea. Amen. Well, my grandma, she'd been married about 60 years, and I was asking her about marriage, you know, because she ought to know, and we was talking the other day about an hour, you know, she's sitting there, and I said, do you think I ought to get married? And you know what she said? Shut the door, I'm trying to poop. You believe it? And then she kept talking to me with the door there. She's like, I don't understand why you want to get married. You've only been dating that girl maybe 2 or 3 years or at the most. Yeah, gone. Why don't you drop the chalupa and then come on out and talk to me? I mean, this is ridiculous. And that's the thing about relatives, you know. They don't carry you in the toilet, you know. They just walk right in on you. And I was in there the other day. Here come my sister barging in. I got to get my hairspray. Hello? McFly, hello? And she like, ooh, smell like crap in here. What are things coming out of my hind end, Twizzlers? Dadgum, you heard me, huh, going like that, didn't you? What do you think I'm doing, lifting weights in here? Dadgum, trying to drop a stink pickle, for Pete's sake. You are harder to understand than a hair lip ordering Biggie fries, I tell you.
That's fun.
Can I help you? Wiggy Fives? What the hell are Wiggy Fives? Lord, I apologize for talking about a retard ordering Wiggy Fives and be with the starving pygmies down there in New Guinea. Amen. But there's a lot of kinky women in there, too, I tell you. That's something I could never understand. One girl wanted me to put on nipple clips. Ain't that sick? Disgusting, perverted nipple clips. And I told her, I said, Aunt Donna, now why in the heck? No, I did one time put on these nipple clips. I heard that the girls think it's sexy, so I was trying to horn this girl up. I come out the bathroom, clips on my nipples, you know. She's like, what are you doing? Them are supposed to keep the chips fresh. I never did like all them piercings anyway, you know. I was with a girl one time, had daggum 9 earrings in this ear, and daggum 7 earrings in that ear, and daggum ring in her eyebrow, and daggum ring in her nose, and daggum ring in her lip, and daggum bolt in her tongue. Daggum. It's like making love to her and working on my truck at the same time with that girl right there. And didn't know if I should kiss her or adjust the torque in her butt crack there. I didn't know what to do. And my sister, she's a big old fat girl up there. And I ain't kidding you. I had to hire a rodeo clown to distract her when I brung home the groceries. Get her done, that's right. I mean, she's big, she's big. Her gynecologist wears a hard hat, all right? I ain't kidding you, that's big. But she got a belly ring. You believe that? You don't get a belly ring if you're big. You get onion rings. Get it in. That's right. I mean, it looked ridiculous, a belly ring on a big woman. That's like wiping before you poop. It don't make no sense sometimes. Do something like that. I didn't know what it was. She come walking in. She's like, what do you think of that right there? I'm like, hey, you got a hitch. That's good. Yeah, now we can pull you away from the buffet every now and then out there. It's about time you done something, you know. As we did a girl one time, we was drunk and naked in the tub over at the neighbor's. And she goes, I want you to shave me. I was like, what? You know, get it up. She's like, shave it up. I'm like, damn, you know. So I'm shaving her back in the tub there. We get out of the tub, man. She goes, put some whipped cream on me and some chocolatey sauces. I was like, what in the world? I want to get lucky, not make a Sunday. You know? I might as well go Dairy Queen, play with myself. That's what. I don't play with myself. I was cleaning it once and it went off. But I shouldn't tell you stories like that. That ain't even, Lord, I apologize for talking about playing with myself here. Beaver just starving pygmies down there in New Guinea, man. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff here. I was in a bar one time, this girl picked me up. I said, put me down. You know, she's there over there. I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom. You wanna spot me?
That's good there, that's right. But we go to her house, she says, do whatever you want to. I'm like, daggone, you know, so I tie her up and gag her.
I took her stereo and hauled out of that place right there. I tell you, I ain't stupid, that's right. That's right.
But they say, though, that you meet the good-looking girls at the workout joints and stuff, but that's false advertising, I think, you know. Show them on TV, these good-looking women run. Where they at when I go down there lift weights, you know?
I got 2-ton Tina on a floor mat over there, you know, looking at me like I'm a Little Debbie oatmeal cream cookie or something over there. Hell, she come walking over, she goes, excuse me, can you spot me? Heck yeah, you're 300 pounds. I spotted you on the way in here, for God's sake. Ray Charles could have seen you over there working out. Damn, you're a big old woman there. You could jump up in the air and get stuck. There you go. And your hind end's hungry. It's eating your leotards. Look at that right there. That's good gracious. What in the? You could smuggle Jews in that hind end. Look at that. That is Schindler's ass right there. If I ever seen it.
And that's the thing. That's the thing that irritates me about a lot of the women, and I love you to death. If it wasn't for women, seriously, this country'd be full of queers, be honest with you. You know, you ain't got to work at, you know, Jiffy Lube to figure that out.
But the thing that irritates me about the women is to wear them little T-back underdrawers. You know, you got them little short T-back breeches that wedge up your crack there. And then you wear them all day, and then you take them off, and they're clean. Now, how in the world
do y'all keep your underbreeches clean when they wedged up your hind end all day?
Seriously, I mean, that's David Copperfield stuff right there. That is Ripley's Believe It or Not right there. You give us fellas a pair of underbreeches, an hour later look like we come back from mud wrestling or something. That's true. I mean, Lord, give us different hind end or something, because our butt crack's leaking. I got to put some plumber's caulk in my crack area. Keep it from leaking. You walk down the street. What's wrong with you? I got plumber's caulk in my crack over here. I'm leaking. That's fun. You ever hear anybody get that? They call it the walking farts. You know, my grandma used to get that all the time. She had one of them weak bladders, you know. Every step she'd take, I'm gonna get the mail. Man, she'd get to running after something, sound like a machine gun come out there sometime. Them daggum cats. Grandpa hit the dirt. We're getting shot at! We're getting shot at! Shut up, Grandpa. Grandma got the walking farts. Now put your pants on and get out of the ditch.
Grandpa, he's losing it, I tell you.
He went to the sex therapist and she says, do you and your wife have mutual climax? He said, no, we got State Farm.
I do have a healthy dating life. I enjoy the women. I went out with this big old gal one time, 400 pounds.
But she's from Canada, so she's really about 350 American around in there, you know, 340. I don't know what the fat exchange ratio is nowadays.
Three some. We laying in bed there one night. I'm sweating, you know. I hear her go, steamroller. Oh, damn.
Here she come rolling over the top of me. Ugh, I look like Wile E. Coyote after a cliff fall. Yeah, she had a sexy voice, though. We was making love one night. She says, I didn't know what to say to that. I was like, what do you give for now? 7.5 Now 35, 25, 25, 25, 25, 9.5 Now 9.5 So, get her done.
That's right.
I like that Victoria's Secret, though. I like that, John. Oh, I tell you what, I'm like a retard at the Chuck E. Cheese up there.
Oh, I like that place.
I was up there at Victoria's Secret a while back. I was up there sniffing around a couple hours. I was sniffing around up there looking for some ideas from Mother's Day up there. Mom's dressed sexy, all right? They got the crotchless panties in there. You ever see the crotchless britches? Y'all women wear them. Britches with a hole in the crotch there. $24 for one pair. I'm like, daggone, $24. I got a whole drawer full of them at the house back there. Damn. I bet I'm sitting on $300-$400 worth of crotchless britches.
That's right.
This girl put them on for my birthday one time. I come home, she's like, hey, you want some of that? Like, no, look what they did to your undershorts. What in the world? What in the world? That'd take the stripes off a raccoon right there, man. What in the world? Looks like a good place for one of them vanilla stick-ups right there, son, you know? Get her done, that's right.
Then they got the underbritches you eat. Who in the world thinks all that garbage?
Somebody sitting at home. What do you want to do tonight? Let me eat your shorts. Give me a glass of milk. Come on down them right here, I tell you. Ain't nothing better than a yoo-hoo and some underbritches before we go to bed at night.
Eating britches. I was with this big girl one time. She always wore stuff like that. That's like a buffet on her hind end, I tell you what.
I ate half of it, and I got dizzy and sweaty and thought I was going to pass out. And a lot of people get herpes. She gave me diabetes, that girl. Hey. I bought this girl a while back. I bought her some strawberry underbritches. She likes stuff like that. I bought her 5 pairs of the strawberry panties. I bought 5 pair because I always end up eating a couple pair on the way down to her house there. You know, they're pretty good now. Thank God they don't make them biscuits and gravy. I'll tell you what, now,
I'll be getting fat just on underpanties.
Doctor called me up. You gained 10 pounds last week. I ate a lot of crotch last week. I got to take. Need to make some fat-free underbridges. I'd come up with some Snackwell panties. That's what they need. Honey, I'm on a diet. Put on some fruit roll-ups, would you? I'm getting fat over here.
The girl I with now gets mad at me, says she can't understand my accent. It's
better than my brother. He don't even move his lips. I ain't kidding. I'd like, you want to go to the store? You're like, no, y'all go here, well, here, on there, here, do it, on door, here, y'all, My dad thought that was funny. I done that at one of my programs. My dad was at it, made fun of my brother. He loved it. He come up to me laughing. He's like, you know, I tell you what, that was funnier than a retard eating hot wings. I tell you what, that was funny. Yeah. This is my parents' anniversary a while back. It's a big deal, you know. It's 50th anniversary. We get all dressed up, and sure enough, we pull away. They forget a lot of our food in the bag there. So we got to pull all the way back around there, you know. Got to pick up 2 more burgers and some ketchup packets. There's a lot of dumb people out there, I tell you what. There's a fella down in Florida stripped naked and swam with the killer whale at SeaWorld, and it killed him. All right? And now the parents is suing SeaWorld.
Said there wasn't enough warning signs.
Ain't the word killer whale enough of a warning to keep your waterhead kid out of the fish tank down there? I mean, you ain't got to be head cashier at the Walmart to figure out you don't swim with the killer shark fish up there. Went in for a checkup the other day. Doctor stuck his finger up behind down there. Don't even warn me, just does it. You know, I'm like, you gonna watch the ball game on Saturday? Oh! Ah! What in the world? Oh, thought Casper the queer ghost come up behind me back there, son. I knew he was a friendly ghost. That's a little too friendly right there. Then he said he found something. I'm like, found some? I didn't even know you was looking for nothing up there. Now I'm all bent out of shape. What's in my hind end? I hope it's the remote control. I ain't seen it all week. No wonder every time I fart, the volume goes up on that TV set over there.
I'd wonder. Found something in my hind end.
That's the worst dentist I've been to in 5 years. Then the government lies to us. Well, we were going to kill Saddam Hussein, but we can't find him. Can't find him? Larry King interviewed him 3 months ago. Man, give Larry a knife and stab that idiot. He's sitting right there. And do something. Man. Yeah. What the hell is this, Russia? I mean, take that towel off his head and snap his hind end with it a couple of times, you know? Do something. And don't get mad at me. Saddam Hussein's a killer. God forbid I call him names. I ain't talking about the good people over there. I got nothing against them. It's Saddam Hussein. You know, God bless the people over there. I hope they all get new wicker baskets full of snakes for Christmas, all right? I got no beef toward them over there. You know, they fly their carpet wherever they want to. I got no troubles with them folks over there. Anybody got a computer? Well, that's a waste of money. I might as well buy an $1,800 deck of cards. Hey, all I do is play solitaire on that thing. Then my buddy, he goes, yeah, you can get dirty pictures on the internet. Takes me an hour to get a dirty picture on there. It's a slow. I could have went to the bookstore and come back with a whole bunch of dirty books. With a whole bunch of dirty pictures. There I sit like a jackass, you know, 2:30 in the morning, naked on a folding chair. Trying to get orientalwhore.com on the internet. Man, it's embarrassing. They finally throwed me out of the Kinko's about 4 o'clock in the morning down there. They had it with me. Get her done. Get her done. I've been sponsoring one of them starving folks down there. That's a crock of garbage. It's a ripoff, man. I've been doing that for 2 years. I get a letter in the mail the other day, all right? The kid that I got busted up a bunch of stuff, and I got to pay for the damages. You believe that? 7 million pygmies, I got the gang member. Ridiculous. I ought to fly down there and stick my boot up old Boobla Boobla's ass is what I ought to do. Now I got to fly down there parent-teacher conferences.
What in the world am I going to say down there?
How y'all doing? Get out of here before we get trampled by wildebeest. It's embarrassing. People come over to the house. Hey, who's that portrait up there? Oh, that's me and my wife there, and there's my kids, and that's Boobla Boobla right there. He's about half wordless. They can't get along in the military no more. That's irritating. Everybody fighting. If I was president, I'd tell you what I'd do. Everybody needs to train separate. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I mean, God love, I love all folks. I don't care if a female in there, I don't care if you're gay in there, queer in there, I don't care if you're a feller in there. It's no big deal, but get along. Here's what they ought to do. They ought to train separate and fight together. You know what I mean? War break out, send the fellers in there. Kick some tail. Every 28 days, send in a platoon of pissed off women in there, kick ass. You know what I'm saying? Then when it's all over with, send in the gay fellas to clean everything up and put curtains everywhere. That's how it is right there. That's right. Get her done. That's right. That's a military working together right there. I just get irritated at that stuff, all this health food stuff. Let me tell you something. My daddy drank, smoked cigars, cigarettes, and ate gravy on everything but boobs, all right? And he lived a happy 47 years, so don't give me all this health food stuff. My brother was a vegetarian, and that killed him. He got hit by a carrot truck last Thursday out in the street out there. Get her done. That's right. But I get irritated. People suing cigarette companies because they're getting sick. Well, daggone, I'm going to sue Hustler Magazine for giving my wrist carpal tunnel. How's that sound? Get her done. Same thing right there. I was watching a Wheel of Fortune. That's something else. You know what they ought to do? They ought to have the Wheel of Fortune. I wonder if they got that in China. That'd be a long game of Wheel of Fortune over there. China, they got 900 letters in the alphabet over there. Poor fella sitting up there sweating, hollering out letters. Y'all got an upside down house with a goat in it? They always talk about the Martians. We want to communicate with the Martians. They smarter than we is. We didn't know what's going on. And all they ever do is pick somebody up and butt diddle them and drop them back off somewhere. You know what I mean? You went with the Martians. What happened? Well, let's see. I went on the thing there and they ripped my pants off me and stuck something up my butt and dropped me off at the 7-Eleven over there. Sound like a bunch of little green perverts, you ask me. And if I was a Martian, I'd be smarter than them. I'd be daggone probing one of the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders or something. You know, not D-Wayne from the Ozarks. You know, Martians got a thing for redneck fellers. I like NASCAR. They ought to make their wives ride with them in NASCAR. That'd be something. I can hear them in there now, bitchin'. You don't know where the hell you're going, do you? We have been going in circles for 2 hours out here. Now pull over, I gotta pee. They want to take Winston out of NASCAR. Who's going to sponsor NASCAR if we get rid of Winston? What, they going to get the Stay Free mini pads in there? That'd be some good racing right there. Well, we got 43 cars in the Kotex Cup this year. There's Jeff Gordon in the number 24 Strawberry Deuce Chevy Monte Carlo right there. There's Dick Trickle in the Syphilis Ford coming out of turn four. How'd you get tickets to the Tampon 200? Well, my daddy pulled some strings, and he got some pretty good seats. Get her done! I'm going to sing you a song here. I'm going to sing you a song. I just busted up with my girlfriend tomorrow. Yeah, she said I cheated on her, which is a lie. I said I didn't pay attention to her, which is a lie. And I told her, I said, Cindy, or Jennifer. No, but she, it was just her cooking. I had to leave her. She just can't cook. She went to get me some eggs the other day, make an omelet, and open them up, and some pantyhose come out of them, you know. You know, Betty Crocker sends her hate mail. But she cheated on me with another man, and that was wrong. I writ this song about her. Hope you like this song. You ever hear that song, Amarillo by Morning by George Strait? Yeah. All right, this don't sound nothing near at all even close to that song there. Took me about 4 months to write this. Hope you like it. She cheated on me, that's wrong. My girlfriend's a whore. That's all I got so far right there. That third. Yeah, get it. I figured I had the main lyrics in, you know. That's all right. Now, here's a real song I wrote about. I hope you like it. It's called I Can't Get Over You Till You Get Out From Under Him. All right, I'm just kidding. All right. That ain't funny. This is a song I wrote about an illegal Mexican. Yeah, hitchhiking through Texas. I'm gonna call it El Paso. That's funny. That's funny. I don't care who you are. That's funny right there. You wanna hear my impression of Elton John?
Yeah.
All right. He's queer. All right, that's the impression that I get, all right? That's just my impression. I don't know about y'all. All right. Hope you like this song. Sing along if you know what it's called. My grandma's got worms. That explains why she's been dragging her butt on the carpet. Here we go. All right. Hey, did y'all have fun tonight? I hope y'all had a good time. Did you have fun? Hope you had fun tonight. I appreciate you coming out. And remember, everybody makes fun of a redneck until their car breaks down. That's a big thing to remember. But I appreciate y'all coming out to see me. Y'all being real good to me here. And
Merry Christmas, Carol.
And I want to tell you, can we have security? Can we have security over here, please? Get that. I'll get that. I'll do that for you. No, but I appreciate y'all coming out. And remember this, you come to Larry the Cable Guy Show, it's a free country, all right? And we're Americans and we're having fun. And that's all we're doing is telling jokes and having a good time. So somebody in here is offended at something we're doing. We ain't here to do that. We're here to make you laugh. So if you're offended, go home and put a bullet in your head. All right? Seriously. And end it. That's right. End it. And your life. And I mean that in a good Christian way. I don't mean that in a bad way at all. Before I get out of here, a lot of people like my analogies and things like Madden and Skinhead watching the Jeffersons and things like that. So I figured I'd give you a bunch of them. You can tell me if you like them or not. You can take these home and try them at work. I'm sure you won't have a job tomorrow if you do. Try some of these. All right. Matter and the queer with tonsillitis on Valentine's Day. More frustrated than an Amish electrician. Matter and Jesse Jackson at the airport having to answer the white courtesy phone. I don't care who you are. That's funny right there. More frustrated than a carload of queers getting pulled over for doing a 69 and a 55. We can edit that out. More frustrated than Ray Charles with a Where's Waldo book. As ridiculous as a one-legged man in a brewery making hops. More frustrating than a fella making love to a gal with braces on and her face sticks to the carpet. Lord, I apologize for that last word. Be with the pygmies down there in New Guinea. Amen. More frustrated than a waterhead putting on a turtleneck shirt. Matter and a feller with a hangover waking up with a fat woman and a mouth full of flour. Lord, I apologize for that one there, too. Be with the pygmies down there in New Guinea. Amen. I'm so mad I could swallow gunpowder and two bullets, eat a chalupa, take off my britches, lay on my back, spread my ass cheeks, fart, and drop a deer from 100 yards. More frustrated than Christopher Reeve doing the hokey pokey. Lord, I apologize for that joke there, Beauty Baby. Hey, thanks a lot, y'all. You've been a lot of fun. Thanks for coming out and seeing me. God bless America and get it in. But I get a lot of letters from toddlers. And you want me to answer some toddler mail? Well, for you that want to hear toddler mail, we're going to answer. Dear Larry, I love you. Do you like yogurt? My mom said you're a redneck. What's that mean? Dear yogurt-eating toddler, I love you and all toddlers. I love yogurt. My favorite's vanilla with a shitload of sprinkles. Tell your mama to quit calling me a redneck, or I'm gonna kick her ass. Dear cable man, my name is Willie. My mama got a hoo-to-hoo tattoo on her tits. She's really fat. Have you ever eaten bugs? Dear bug-eating Willie, the toddler. Your fat mom done good in getting them hoo-to-hoo tattoos. How big is the hootie and how big is the who? I never ate no bug, but Doris Klepper said she'd show me her panties if I'd eat a worm. P.S. Worms is good eating. Dear Mr. Larry Man, I think you're funny. I love you. Do you have pimples? Do you like cats? Who's your favorite race car driver? Why do you like girls? Has your toilet ever overflowed? You're a question-asking toddler. No, dick trickle, big tits, and many times. That's right. Dear Larry, my name is Haji Abu. I'm 6 years old. My dad don't like you. He says you don't like us because we from India. But I love you. Dear toddler Abu, your towelhead dad don't know facts. I love all folk. There's just some folk that should learn English. You know English. Why can't your whiny ball bag dothead dad learn it? I love you, Haji, and pray for you and wish you the best. I have enclosed for you an American sucker blow pop that I got at the Carrot in the Butt Parade. Dear Larry, my mom's farts stink. What should I do? Dear tortured toddler, farting mom. That girl laughed good. Farting moms is common among all toddlers. But if it gets real bad, sneak in a room and put window cock in her butt.
What the hell is this, Roger?
If you're looking for a feller, one that'll get her done, last NASCAR beer and fishing and going out shooting guns, ain't no latte drinking tree hugger, on that you can rely. I'm a bona fide American, I'm Larry the Cable Guy.
I was with this girl the other day that put on some of them crotchless under bitches. You know, the ones that got the holes in the crotch? She sat on the couch for me all sexy. She says, Larry, you want some of this? I said, heck no, look what it did in your undershorts. That looks like a good place for a stick up.
Larry, 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 hit your knees.
Lord, I apologize.
If you're looking for a feller, one that'll get her done, like mudding in the mud hole for a day of fun, I ain't no commie animal rider, on that you can rely. I'm a bona fide American, I'm Larry the Cable Guy.
When I was a kid, my dad caught me calling one of them 900 top dirty phone sex numbers. He says, Larry, wait till I tell your mother what you've been doing.
I said, hold on, Daddy. I'll let you talk to her.
Lord, I apologize.
Let's hear some picking. Hey, Tremonti. Hey, this ain't Shea Stadium. Take two. I was out the other night and I come home fell asleep. I dreamt I drank the world's largest margarita. Then when I woke up this morning, there was salt on the toilet lid. Thank God I didn't eat the worm in there.
Larry, you're not right, man.
I know, Mark. Lord, I apologize.
If you're looking for a feller, one that'll get her done, a tobacco-spitting redneck, and let me tell you, son. My name is Larry the Cable Guy, my five old Dixie fries, and if that right there offends you, then Lord, I apologize.
Lord, I apologize. Hey, Mr. Rockstar, let me use some country picking.
All right, take it away, Larry.
You need to put some new strings on this. These is all worn out.
Larry, man, I thought you could play, man. You're freaking horrible.
Check this out. Tell me that didn't get you on it.
Get her done.